USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The Senate Sunday afternoon passed the Inflation Reduction Act in a party-line vote, Vice President Kamala Harris casting the tie-breaking vote, handing a victory to the Democrats. After the vote, Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer told reporters at the Capitol the bill achieved a longtime goal for Democrats.
I am really confident that the Inflation Reduction Act will endure as one of the defining feats of the 21st century.
Congressional Republicans tout former President Donald Trump's success in cutting taxes and transforming the Supreme Court and cheer Here's America First approach to foreign affairs and ability to motivate Republican voters. In interviews with nearly three dozen Republican lawmakers who were asked whether Mr. Trump should run, many deflected the question, saying that his decision is up to him without endorsing the idea. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Senator Joe Manchin Sunday dismissed former President Donald Trump's comments, saying he'll campaign against him in 2024 due to his work on Democrats' social spending bill, speculating Trump's involvement could even help him win his election. He did it in 2018, and it helped me, so I got elected then. So maybe he'll help me again, Manchin said when asked about Trump's comment by Fox Digital News. Trump lamented both Manchin and his fellow moderate, Senator Kristen Sinema, Democrat of Arizona, in comments at the Conservative Political Action Conference. Police in Ohio are looking for two shooters after gunfire broke out outside a Cincinnati bar early Sunday morning. All nine injured have been released from a local hospital after treatment. Cincinnati Police Lieutenant Colonel Mike John said police were already at the scene responding to a disturbance report when that shooting started. Lieutenant Colonel John said police do not know if the officer's bullet struck the suspect. You're listening to USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Anne Hayes is in stable condition Sunday, 2 days after the car she was driving crashed into a home and became engulfed in flames. Her friends and family ask for your thoughts and prayers and to respect her privacy during this difficult time, a representative of the family said. She's lucky to be alive. She has severe burns and has a long recovery ahead. Her team and her family are still trying to process what led up to the crash. U.S. television networks and news publishers are feeling the effects of a slowdown in the advertising market, the latest indication that in ad spending, belt tightening, previously flagged by giant technology companies, is spreading. Warner Brothers, home of cable channels including CNN, TNT, and the Food Network, on Thursday cut its outlook for this year and next, in part because of a slowdown in advertising. In recent days, the owners of outlets, including the CBS Television Network, the New York Times, and USA Today, all said their ad revenue was under pressure during the latest quarter. Picture it. A vacant Beverly Hills bistro has been transformed into the set of a 1980s sitcom about four women living in Miami. But it's also a working restaurant. Reservations have been going fast at the newly opened The Golden Girls Kitchen. Some patrons have come from out of state to see the pop-up eatery. 30 years after The Golden Girls ended on NBC, fans still can't let go of the sitcom about four housemates, Dorothy, Rose, Blanche, and Sophia, bonding over aging, dating, and cheesecake. This is USA Radio News.